This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The reduction in goods and services tax GST rates on several items announced by the central government recently has brought relief and appreciation from various sections of society. From homemakers to students and farmers, people across the country are welcoming the move as a step towards easing everyday financial burdens and promoting inclusive growth. Vaibhav, a Class 8 student from Mumbai, thanked the centre for waiving off GST on educational items. Vaibhav said it will help children from the weaker sections of society.
The central government has waived off GST on education items like notebooks, stationery, maps, charts, and all these items will get cheaper. I think it's a great move by the government. It will certainly help children from the weaker sections of society. I would like to thank the government.
A farmer from Maharashtra, Navnath Desai, thanked the central government wholeheartedly for reducing taxes on tractors, fertilizers, agricultural tools, and irrigation equipment. He said this will significantly reduce farmers' expenses and increase their income and savings.
मेरा नाम नवनाथ देसाई केंद्र सरकार ने अभी ट्रैक्टर खाद खेती के औजार और सिंचाई के सामान पर टैक्स कम कर दिया है मैं किसान होने के नाते इसमें मेरा और मेरे किसान भाइयों का खर्चा काफी कम होगा और हमारी आमदनी और बचत बढ़ेगी इसलिए मैं बड़े दिल से सरकार का धन्यवाद देता हूं
On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of this month approved rates rationalization. The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. Today we take a look at the reforms undertaken for the education sector.
The GST Council approved the exemption of several educational and stationery products from GST. Items like exercise books, pencil, sharpener, graph books, maps, globes and laboratory notebooks, which previously attracted a 12% GST rate, are now tax-free. Other stationery items such as mathematical, geometry and color boxes have also been cut down from 12% to 5%. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that GST has been removed from many items, while on several others it has been reduced to 5%. He said this will ease the financial burden on citizens, especially in the education sector.
देश की वित्त मंत्री जी ने मीटिंग करके जीएसटी काउंसिल में सर्वसम्मत नई जीएसटी रिफॉर्म को लागू किया है जिसमें विशेष करके भारत की सामान्य लोग भारत की उद्योग अनेक उपकरण का एजुकेशन इंस्ट्रूमेंट की बहुत सस्ता हुई है कई चीजों में टैक्स उड़ गया है कई चीजों में 5% की ब्रैकेट में टैक्स आ गई है इसमें शिक्षा पे नागरिकों की स्पेंडिंग बढ़ेगी देश में इकोनॉमी की गति बढ़ेगी सर्कुलर इकोनॉमी को बल मिलेगा यह मेरा पूरा विश्वास है
विद दीपेंद्र कुमार भानु प्रताप सिंह आकाशवाणी न्यूज दिल्ली
Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former president Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion of Teachers' Day. He said teachers generally give homework to their students, but he wants to give one homework to teachers for a change. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan saluted all the gurus who are helping students realize their full potential. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiruvanam today. Thiruvanam is the biggest festival in Kerala and the entire state is in a festive mood for the last couple of days. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings and wishes to the citizens on the occasion. President Murmu in her message said Onam is a unique example of Kerala's rich cultural heritage and tradition. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi in a social media post expressed hope that the festival brings joy, good health and prosperity to all. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences are being held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organized to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion. And with that, we end this news bulletin.